Thank you.
ZLK.
N4 ZLK, N4 IQ.
Okay, I got a phone call. I don't know if it's the repeater. I heard several people scratchy this morning, but I did have a question about SWR.
Right now. No real background noise. Hold on a second. Let me see what I get on the S-meter with just the repeater. I'm at a stoplight there, and I was getting some background noise off the repeater. Right now, it's full quieting. I don't know. It could be propagation, something going on with the repeater, but I'm hearing you fine. Over.
I was just saying earlier, I've had this radio and the same antenna, everything set up the same. I took it out when they sent it off to have some work done on the tractor. Nothing changed. I put it right back in, and the SWR reading was a lot worse. I had a really good reading. I've just kind of been listening until I can figure it out. I may have to run a new cable because I can't figure out what it is. But last night when I was talking to you, I noticed my radio was getting warm.
Well, power are you running?
Kenwood DM261, I believe. I think it runs 15 watts on low power.
That's what you're running, 15 watts. It shouldn't be getting hot. Don't know what's going on there. I could understand if you're at, you know, like 30, 50 watts. But, you know, if you can't get in the repeater around here, or this repeater around here, at 15 watts, there's probably something wrong, unless you're in a really bad spot. What kind of setup do you have in the vehicle?
Radio wired into a 12-volt accessory outlet. They got it for CB. I've had it several tractors like this, same way, same system, an antenna, cable, coax running out through the back of the tractor. I bought my own, and I used to be able to run it on high power when I was going to Greensboro. I could, you know, talk on high power with no problem, but now it just shuts the radio off. I know I've got an issue somewhere. I'm wondering if it's in the cable.
Well, I'm sure you'll find it, but first place I always check, I mean the very first, are the connectors. They're more than likely to go bad than a cable. You know, if you're looking at the most likely stuff, there's on the connector, or the way the connector is fitting into the socket, or the shield's come loose on the connector, you know, the cable itself's probably all right, unless it's being pinched somewhere.
It's hard to, I get off work late, I don't feel like working on it, taking it out. I don't want to get here early to do it, so and when I think about it, it's because it's when I'm trying to use it, but I've never had an issue before. This is the first time, when I put it back in the truck a few weeks ago, but I'll figure it out. I can still communicate and I can still listen. I can communicate for a little while anyway.
Yeah, yesterday when I talked to you, I did not hear any ignition noise. Today I'm picking up spark plug ignition noise, not generator or alternator. It's spark plug noise. I haven't heard that before on your signal.
Does that come through the coax, or is that a connector on the power end of it?
Go either way, but since you're transmitting and I'm hearing it, it's probably through the power line. More than likely. I mean, it's getting into the radio before it's getting into the transmission line. I guess the best way to put that. Evidently, you're not hearing it on receive. So there's something, if you never had that report before, it could be some shielding. Actually, loose shield on the coax, and it's, you know, then the radio's, the antenna's picking it up, putting it in the radio, and then it's transmitting it. That's possible.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I've never heard that report before, and I talked to some guys at night in Greensboro that very knowledgeable, and no one ever mentioned anything about that. So I'm sure if it had been there before, I would have known.
A shield, bad shield on the coax, loose ground, a loose PL259 that's not tightened very well on the radio connector or on the antenna, depending on what kind of antenna you got. Since it just started happening, it's probably something like that, something probably fairly simple. But the first thing I'd do, I'd go around and tighten up your PL259 and the ground on the radio and make sure it's not just hand tight, the PL259.
I actually checked them early. I mean, I always kind of, every once in a while, just kind of check with my fingers, make sure they're still good, but I'll have to give that a go. I appreciate it.
Shield coming loose inside the connector. I don't know. I tell you, a lot of these connectors anymore are compression fit. Radio Shack used to be terrible about them, and I do not like them. And a lot of even the DX Engineering is selling compression. Some people swear by them, but I've had them go bad. And, you know, I don't know if that's your case, but I don't know. That's just, I prefer solder. Go ahead, Dave. Good morning.
Well, I'm not sure else is in there, but good morning. And I hope everybody's doing well. I just finished an hour and a half of tennis.
Jimmy, I bet you're all stinky.
Totally ready for a shower, for sure.
That's a humid, that's Shane. And in for ZLK, I believe that's the correct call sign. And just wait till they play. It's going to be like, I think they said 83 degrees. Heat index be 93 or 94 because of the humidity.
It's really humid out there. It was cloudy, which was nice, because if the sun was beating down on you and that humidity, it really would have been tough, even at 9 o'clock. But it wasn't too bad. I sweated a lot, but we had a little breeze blowing, so it was like air conditioning. So it wasn't too bad.
Over here, and thank you for the info, Bill. And David, I was going to say yesterday, but I hear your Mustang every once in a while when you're going through the gears and talking. I love hearing that sound. But I've got to go through some gears now, too. I'm downtown easily, and I got to make some tight turns. I'm almost to where I'm going, so I'm going to go ahead and clear it right now. You guys have a good day. We'll talk to you later. S4ZLK.
Good luck finding the problem. It's probably something simple. Although I've had things like that, it wasn't simple. It turned out to be an alternator. Everything on the radio worked fine except for my radios, ham radios, and I never could solve the problem until I isolated every ground on the radio. Then it started working fine, and it turned out it was actually an alternator. The only way I found out was go get the alternator checked. All right, 73s. Dave, what you going to do now? Where are you headed, home?
At home, I need to call my mother-in-law and see if I need to go over there. And I'll need to take it in the house. They won't bring it in. It's just in boxes. So I guess I better do that and get off the radio.
Hurry up. All right. Yeah. I'm kind of sweaty too. I wasn't playing tennis, but I was working on an antenna outside. I wasn't running or nothing. I was just standing out there working on this antenna, and I just got sweaty just standing there. All right, 73, you have a good day. N4IQ.
All you have to do is just stand there. As humid as it is now. Oh, there's a phone call. All right, let me run. KP4CPA.